How have challenges facing nurses changed with the arrival of COVID-19?
Oh, look, I think life for everyone has got a bit tough, Sean. And we see a lot of what's happening on the television and the heroic efforts of the nurses and the doctors in hospitals. But the group that I represent are the 82,000 nurses who are outside the hospital system, who help support people in aged care, in general practices, in the community, in prisons and schools, and life has changed radically for us. We've seen, particularly in the field that I work in general practice, we've had patients are scared to come into the practice. So we've really had to think about how we deliver our services.
Mm. And I suppose with midwives, I mean, I haven't seen a great deal of coverage about how COVID-19 would be impacting midwives. Presumably, people are still popping out babies at the moment, but I would imagine they're facing those same kind of issues. People, there might be an increase in demand because people don't want to go to hospitals in order to deliver their babies. They might want to stay somewhere else, and there might be an increased demand. Have we seen any kind of coverage or figures on that?
I don't personally have the figures on that, but we do know that the wards, all of the hospital wards where the midwives work and women go to deliver their babies, they are having the same isolation issues that the rest of the health services are having, where they're really being really careful with monitoring of patients for symptoms, monitoring of staff for symptoms. And of course, if a woman has a COVID-19 infection, it will mean she would have to deliver the baby without the usual support helpers that you would expect to be their husband and mum or other helpers. So I think for some women, it's a worrying time for them. They're worried about the effect on their babies if they actually develop the illness themselves. So I think across the board, it's a very worrying time. But having said that, from what I've read, there's not a lot of evidence of injury to mothers and babies at the moment through the COVID-19, whereas influenza, there's definite evidence for injuries to mother and babies if they get the illness.
How is the Australian Primary Healthcare Association, Nurses Association, actually celebrating today the hard work of our nurses?
Sean, we have got a great campaign. We've kicked it off with a bang. We've got the Thanks Aussie Nurses campaign, which is a fantastic video that's been put together with Australian celebrities basically just saying thanks Aussie nurses. We've got fantastic people like David Wenham, Libby Gore, Carl Stefanovic launched the video for us as well. So fantastic team. We've got Paul Hogan on there saying thanks Aussie nurses.
How can people, you know, non-celebrities, show their support for our nurses and midwives today?
I think just say thank you. I think that's a really good way of showing someone you know who's a nurse that you appreciate their efforts. Really important. We have so we've got our campaign happening, and the other thing we're doing, we're sending out emails and thank you messages to all of our members. Our socials on our Facebook page are really going off at the moment, just with positive messages from us to support our members. But our members are coming to us with really creative ideas of how they're changing the way that their practices are working to meet the needs of people in the community and making sure they safeguard in relation to the COVID-19. But there is one disturbing thing for primary healthcare nurses that members have been reporting to our nurse support line. And because there's been a change in the way that we're operating and moving away from a lot of those face-to-face visits, we've had reports from nurses saying that their hours have been cut, a couple of job losses. So we're really concerned about that. And our nurse support line has been running hot. We've sort of gone up 400% in the amount of inquiries that we're having. And I'm hoping that with some of the changes that have happened with the Medicare items moving for towards telehealth and telehealth, particularly for those people we look after regularly, that might make a bit of a difference there.
Well, it's incredibly important stuff. Obviously, going forward, I think, you know, it's not just a day and it's not just a during the times of pandemic. We should be probably showing a little bit more appreciation across the board for our nurses and healthcare workers. But Karen, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, and best of luck with everything today.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure, and thank you to your audience.